an agenda. I don't think you have it. The agenda will read as follows. Consideration and adoption of cooperative governance and traditional affairs report, that's number one. Number two, consideration and adoption of the DPSA report. Number three, consideration and adoption of the 2009 annual program. Number four would be announcement. I'll then proceed. Let's all, I believe the document will be circulated to every honorable member.
Except the agenda.
Except the agenda. I don't have an agenda. Just an agenda. What? Can I read it again? But it's not the major thing. It's consideration of the two reports and annual progress. All right. An announcement.
Okay.
Is it fine?
Yes.
Right. Thank you very much.
Right.
And the program, is it?
Yeah, annual progress. Yes. Let's start with the report on the cooperative governance and the traditional affairs budget vote number 29. My approach would be that everyone has got a receipt and you went through the report. And if we went through the report and we were part of the presentation and debate, I would just say, is there anyone with something that would want to engage, maybe on page one? Anything? None on page one. On page two, is there anything substantial? While I welcome Honorable Bloom and my whip, our whip. On page two, is there anything as you went through that would need to be corrected, added, whatever? None. Page three. None. Page four. None. Page 5, none. Is there anyone who would like to move for adoption of the report?
Chair.
Honorable Mufuchen has moved. Is there any supporter? Is there any supporter? For the request, say, just say it. The Honorable Beggar Seven. Therefore, this takes us to the next report. The next report is the Department of Public Service and Administration. The same method will be applied, page one. Page two, page three, page four, page five, agreed, anybody against? None.
I'm moving for adoption, Jefferson, that's what you are asking. Yes, I want to move in fact, I'm moving for adoption, but I want to make a proposal. I know that there are pigeonholes, that sometimes our things are being put there, and then maybe I might not have gone there, but my proposal is that the approach that we are using now, for me, it's fair, but we that pace is faster. Now, what worries me is that I might read tonight, in fact, that hey, I'm worried about this, and we can't come back at all. But not for this meeting, for the purposes of future reports and other stuff. At least if we get them, even if we get them 10 minutes earlier and read through, then when we look at them, at least we are able to see what might be the thing. Because, for an example, I can't even see the wrong spelling, but definitely there is something that you might find when you are looking through wrong spelling that might need to be corrected, or the content, or the context. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very
and
much.
And move forward, sir.
I thought those who got it earlier would have went through and checked the grammar, the tense, the whatever. But I think that is very much noted. And maybe point of emphasis, do we all have a secretary in our offices?
No.
Okay, no, that's the problem. That's the
No, Chair, I wanted to second the adoption, but also indicate that yes, we received this morning when we arrived here. Yeah. Well, we got it in the pigeon hole this morning. It was like yesterday evening when we left the problem there. Yeah.
Okay.
I came in the email last night. I just want to say, Mr. Chair, I think that everyone getting their computer, because I know not everyone got it at this stage, Moses do email us these files. So it will be much easier then. You'll get it electronically quite fast, and I think that will also make it easier for all of us that we actually get it long before it actually arrives to the pigeonhole.
Sure.
So that we can work through it. So I think just as soon as we get the laptop, these of us are done, it's going to make it easier for us to make it.
So it's only the chairperson who got used before. I thought we got it the same way I got it, so then I understand. I think all these questions are noted. Mr. Bloom?
Yeah, no. Chairperson, I fully agree with my two colleagues. I fully agree.
Okay.
I will really accept that we are new, but next time I will have a serious problem in adopting a thing that I have not had the chance in reading through it, because not only spelling mistakes, but the substance of the contents of the document, I will have a problem. But I fully agree that it's still a new thing.
Thanks very much. That problem is I read alone. Yeah? I read alone.
Yeah.
No, thanks very much for all those inputs. The same thing applies. You just have it now. But it it has been developed out of the committee program that we have adopted earlier on into an annual one.
Yes.
But what I've known is that in Parliament, the programs are not dogmatic, they are not highly fixed. They are always subject to change, to change, to change. So it's just that we need to adopt it, subject to
change.
To change. Do we agree?
I will propose we agree and adopt this program. You are 100% correct, Chairperson, that it is not a fixed thing. As we go, it can still change. And I agree with that.
Chair,
I'm just looking at there's a schedule on the 2nd of September, and then there's also an oversized visit from the 14th to the 18th. Now, unfortunately, I can't remember the dates because the programming committee for this morning was cancelled. But there is a provincial week that takes place somewhere in September. Is that catered for? Then I'm happy, thank you. Then I said it.
Thank you. You should thank me. So I get a sense that the House agrees.
Yes.
That will adopt subject to whatever changes that may come. Thank you very much. Can we then go to announcement? Yeah. Announcement one that I'm reading. Yes, I'll read it. Ministry for Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs, Republic of South Africa. From the Speaker of Parliament, Mr. Max Sulu, National Assembly, dear Speaker, request to revise bills that lapsed on 22nd April when we were voting. I write to inform you that I have requested the NCOP chairperson to kindly revise the Traditional Leadership and Governance Framework Amendment Bill, in bracket 57 of 2008, and the National House of Traditional Leaders Bill, in bracket 56 of 2008, which lapsed in the NCOP on the 22nd April. The bills were passed by the National Assembly, but unfortunately, the NCOP committee did not have enough time to complete the bill before elections. I would be grateful if the bills are revived at the stage that they lapse in the NCOP. Enclosed is a copy of a letter sent to the chairperson of the NCOP dealing with the matter. Should you need any clarity, please do not hesitate to contact me. The contact details are there. I therefore request for your cooperation in this regard. Minister, Mr. Rostega, and he. So what it implies is that this committee must begin to engage on this matter. And then, but the procedure I'm advised on is that it has to go to ETC. And then from ETC, then we must begin to run with the process. So that is the announcement that we are having.
Chair, I know there was political agreement that we carry on, because they were going to go before the committee.
Yes.
And I saw it in writing. I'm not sure. I think it has been ADC. I don't know. But I know there has been political agreement in the NCOP that we should proceed with it. So I think we can carry on. We can start working on it.
I think coupled with everybody.
Thanks, except that for the first time I'm hearing Watson saying we must work something without seeing a procedure. So, because he says we must work on it without seeing whether it was ATC. But anyway, it must be seen on the ATC before we work on it. But it doesn't stop the management to start working on the approach and all that. It's just that starting the consideration itself, it must have been ATC. Now, secondly, Chair, on a lighter note, before you close the meeting. Just to thank the staff members of this committee, Chair. I don't want to come one day saying, hey, they didn't give me the documents in time. They seem to understand the working relation with my office in terms of emailing documents and follow-ups and all that, and I think the two committees, the two cluster committees are doing very well, sir. So for a record, Chairperson, I'm applauding them for the support in terms of providing Braille and emailing stuff to me electronically, because that's the preferred modus of processing documents. Thanks, Chair.
You are privileged.
You don't commend the chair for telling them to do that.
Let me not start the fight, Chair, but let me correct my learned friend over there, that this committee is mandated to look at everything concerning these departments. We can even, at white paper stage, at green paper stage, or when a draft bill is published, we can interrogate it. What the ADC says, you must now make a decision and go and brief the provinces. So nothing stops us to work on the bill. Not even at the stage when the LA has not even approved it yet.
No, Honorable Watson, I don't believe there is any divergence in you. You are all together. The issues that you want to compete in the railway.
They agree with
all.
I'm just reviewing.
No. Just gave me now.
Yes.
It was on the 7th July 2009.
You find that Washington is very seldom wrong, sir.
And therefore, thank you very much. Another announcement from the Honorable Chairperson of Safety and Consumer Development, would request us, please, and audition us, just to remain for 5 minutes, so that he dishes something for 5 minutes, I'm sure.
I'm protesting.
That's a nice tweet.
I'm protesting. Let him down for 5 minutes. I am adding 20 minutes. Please partition the 5 minutes.
Half an hour.
Thank you for progressing. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
you.
Thank you very much, Chair and Honorable Members. I think Honorable Members are aware that we were supposed to convene tomorrow, but I got an indication that other Honorable Members have already arranged a flight to leave. So I requested the Chairperson here that they can't allow us to meet immediately after, because the agenda is not locked, it's just to adopt the annual program of the committee. Honorable members, on the first page of the agenda, there is an oversight visit to the Northern Cape, and the committee also have a visit to undertake to the Eastern Cape, to the municipalities.
Right.
We have agreed with the Chairperson that if the honorable members will also agree, we will split the members, that maybe 5 members will go to the committee to the Eastern Cape, and then others will go to the Northern Cape. Is that fine with the honorable members?
No, are we using one budget, sir, the 400%?
No, no.
Two budgets.
So what's the rationale?
Time.
I think the rationale is if we don't split the members, we are going to have to move the other visit backward, and we don't know what will that how will that impact on the running of the committee. Honorable Gunda and Honorable Blue. Just to save time, Honorable Gunda.
No.
Okay. Honorable Chair, I think that this oversight visits are very important.
Yes.
And for the members, seeing that some of us, like me, are the only member in the NCP, for me it's easy to say I would like to go to the Eastern Cape for the corporate government. But then there's other issues as well. I'm representing the Northern Cape as well. And if it's possible for these two committees, can we make a plan that, seeing it come from both budgets, to shift the date so that we can accommodate everybody to go in and see and for himself what is happening? Because we are here to do service delivery, to oversee service delivery. And you can't take a decision on something which you have not seen yourself. So I'm just asking if it's possible. If it's not possible, then I think I'll go to the Northern Cape myself. Thank you.
Honorable Bloom.
Chairperson, thank you very much. Chairperson, no, you know, oversight visits are really there to empower members. Mm-hmm. And as I can see, that most of the members are new members in Parliament. And I think it's very much important that we take members along in each and everything that we are doing. I will propose that the two chairpersons must sit and work out a thing so that we go together. You know, don't split the membership of the committee. Five go that way and five go that way, because both departments of committees are very much important for us to see what is happening and to make the necessary input in this business. I will propose that the two chairpersons sit down and come back to us and say this is what we have decided, even through a notice or whatever. But yeah.
Mm. But as you can see, we only have that week for oversight visits.
Yes.
So I think the agreement will reach either we go to the Eastern Cape or the Northern Cape. I think that we will handle in the chapter. Mm. Seeing that members want to be part of the visit. Honorable Bloom.
Chairperson, I hear what you are saying. Maybe we cut. We can do both committees visit. Maybe maybe not 2 days. We cut on some of the activities on safety on your committee, and maybe cut on the activities of local government, and then we go to and address both committees. Yeah. That's my proposal.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Let me first of all withdraw my 100% because I was selfish in not remembering that we have a lot of new members. But in the past, it was often done like that in committees because of budget constraints and time. But I withdraw that because I fully take the point about new members not fully in the system yet. But the problem is that was the proposal of my colleague over there. Is that in the Eastern case, there's tremendous problems in the local government, which we can't whitewash. You know, I don't know how we can shorten that visit, but I think the chairman must make that decision.
I think maybe let's agree that the chairperson and the week and the management will look into this issue and check all the technical aspects of it.
Yes,
but the principle is taken as suggested.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then move it. We have a week, we have two constitutional agency of which aspect we are concerned.
Yes.
Other than the visit, do members support the other items on the program?
Let's treat it like the other committee. Let's adopt the program as is. We will as we move. We can change it. But let's adopt the principle of the program.
Do you all agree, honourable members?
Yes.
Agreed. Thank you very much. This brings us to the end of the.
Go and look at that. It should be like